This is the Lunch Bite with Ian Bass.
A very good afternoon to you. It's just about to go about 20 to the hour of 1 o'clock. It is almost lunchtime. We're sitting, I'm sitting at home. Rolene Marks, good afternoon. Where are you sitting?
Good afternoon. Like most people, I am in my new home office. Well, I normally work from home. It's just that my home office has also been converted into my gym and also into my leisure center, because we have to adapt very quickly to the new kind of normal way that we are living.
Absolutely. So I didn't give you the proper introduction. So for our listeners out there, we would typically be connecting with you to get the Israel update, but now we're getting the ballet update. So now you're our Zoom ballet dancer. Tell us about ballet dancing on Zoom.
Okay, so let's put it into perspective. Israel is on, we call it partial lockdown, but in reality, we're very, very close to full lockdown. And our Minister of Strategic Affairs and Internal Affairs announced earlier that it's probably an inevitability that we will go to full lockdown, which means we will probably only be allowed out to the pharmacy or to the supermarket, because we are treating the situation with COVID-19 as a wartime situation. We are fighting a war against the spread of this virus, and we want to get ahead of the curve, which means that we've had to adapt pretty quickly, as has many people around the world. So Israelis have taken to working from home, and I think people are actually being more productive. But I normally take time out of my day to go to the gym, and of course we can't now because the gyms are closed, and I like to do ballet on a Tuesday. And my ballet teacher, that some may know, Sharon Tolkien, decided that, you know, we are very easily adaptable. If you've got a chair you can use as a bar, let's get on Zoom. Let's get our class going. And very important at this time to try and maintain routine, as much normality as possible, while dealing with all the restrictions. So we held our ballet class via Zoom yesterday.
That's amazing. And Rolene, you know, I look at this always from the positive angle. First of all, when you go to the gym, the classes are restricted to a certain amount of individuals, because that's reality. You know, you've got logistics, and then with a Zoom, that's a potential to open up to a wider audience. Am I correct?
It absolutely is. And I've seen several of our instructors, you know, whose classes I normally go to, this is their income. So people have to find a way to, you know, to quickly adapt, but also make sure that they're still receiving some kind of an income. I think it's the big worry for many around the world, how this is going to affect their bottom lines. You know, last week, some of the companies that I consulted to were saying, you know, maybe we have to, you know, freeze work. This week, everybody's getting back to business, because we've decided that we don't know how long this is going to last, but we all have to be productive. We all have to keep functioning. We just have to look at different ways to do this. So gym instructors, teachers, even tour operators have moved online to see what we can do just to get through this very, very difficult scenario that we face globally. Although, having said that, China is starting to recover. I know Apple have reopened stores there. So the recovery process can happen. But the time it takes to get ahead of the curve, it's important that we obey the restrictions, we understand why it's important, and that we cooperate. That's the most important.
So my big question to you, Rolene, is now that you've experienced ballet over Zoom, when we get back to normal, would you see it as not a replacement for going back, but would you say complimentary? Would you kind of say, well, this is quite nice to do once a week, but I'm happy to go for
to really connect with each other. And unfortunately, now we're forced to use technology, and thank goodness for technology. But I think it's all teaching us that we miss that human to human. If I couldn't make the class on time, I could whack out the computer, put put on the ballet shoes and get dancing. I think it's very important that we don't make isolating one foot in the head of that a habit. It's still very important that we have that social interaction.
And I think that's important, is because we do run the risk of just maybe using this as an excuse to say, well, I actually don't need to interact with people after this. So tell me, you spoke to me something about what your hubby does in the morning to kind of maintain that routine. What is he doing to keep in that work mindset so that you kind of don't lose that that kind of feeling of a routine or the importance of a routine?
Well, he's getting up every morning, having a shower, having a shave, putting on his work clothes, shoes and all, and going to the dining room where he set up his office and going to work. Even though he's not sitting in the traffic as he normally would, he's going to work. And that is very important, I think, for our psychological well-being. You know, I work from home, so, you know, it's nothing for me to work in my, you know, in my gym togs, not in my tutu, Ian, or my tracksuit, unless I have a meeting. But for people who go out every day to an office, maintaining that sense of routine, that sense of normality, I think is key here, because unfortunately, I think one of the horrible byproducts of dealing with COVID-19 is the PTSD that many are going to experience once this is over, the psychological effects of having this massive disruption, this uncertainty, this pervasive fear energy that's happening throughout the world. So maintaining the normality now, I think, is going to help us as we recover. And we will recover.
And on that point, I guess the fact that Israel is known for their technological capabilities, and specifically in the medical field, you were telling me as well that there are teams working throughout the night and like literally burning the candle at both ends to come up with a solution. What can you tell us more about that?
Well, Israel is extraordinary. Here's where you see where, because this is a military-centric country. I'm not going to call it a military country because, you know, we're not. We're a military-centric country. We're used to orders. We're used to having to adapt and change to emergency scenarios very, very quickly. And we're used to strategizing and thinking laterally as quickly as we possibly can to get ahead of the curve. We've heard in the media that Israel is working as fast as possible to get its vaccine out. It still has to go to testing, but we do have scientists working. We've had the controversy this week with the government saying they're going to monitor the cell phones of anyone who is in quarantine or is a corona patient to make sure that they don't break that. But we are operating within the parameters of the law. And of course, we have our incredible med tech industry, companies like Carbine, who are working on, or who actually have the solutions ready for remote testing, or remote screening and monitoring the movements of anyone who may have or may be a carrier of COVID-19. So Carbine already with their remote screening, I know they are speaking to governments around the world to put that into use. And Mada, Magin David Adom, and can I just say, Magin David Adom in South Africa, right here in Israel, have been absolutely magnificent. They are getting ready to roll out their 24-hour drive-by or drive-through testing stations so that we can get as much testing done as possible so that we can see where we sit. Because for Israel, we are going into a very, very critical week now. The next week or so determines how we proceed from there, if we've gotten ahead of the curve or if we need to put in more restrictions.
That's amazing, Rolene. And it just goes to show that with all the external factors and even the political factors and that, all of this happens, and it just happens like it should be. It's like due process. And I think the important thing that we can all take away from this is that we can. if we apply our minds, we can. It doesn't have to be doom and gloom. It doesn't take away the fact that this is not, we're not going through an easy time. It's a stressful time for everyone, but there are ways and means of dealing with it. Rolene, we have to leave it there, but I look forward to hearing an update on your ballet classes, and perhaps next time you can share a video which we can share with the listeners.
You'll be the first invite to my recital of Swan Lake, should I get there.
Fantastic. I look forward to receiving the tickets. Rolene, take care. Thank you so much.
You two guys stay healthy.
Cheers. You too. Bye.